I'd like to invite the children to come up and spend a moment with me, please. You know, I refrain from saying Happy New Year because it's not really Happy New Year yet. But Happy New Year. Mariah, Happy New Year. What's going on? Okay. So, we have any big plans for New Year's Eve?
No.
How about for the new year? Those 365 days that just stretch out before you. Have any big plans for that? No. Okay.
Watch the ball drop.
Well, that's a great way to start it. You know, there could be some fun things that happen. Football? Football's good. There could be some fun things that are happening, you know, over the new year. Like this time last year, who knew all the things that were going to happen? Some good, some things not so good, but we experienced them together. You know, to help you figure out your new year, I want to tell you that I think the new year is like a box of Cracker Jacks.
No.
Yep, I'm afraid it is. In fact, I wonder if I brought my, I don't have my bag up here. Yeah, and why do you think I say that?
Popcorn.
Popcorn, no. It's not that, it's close though. And don't say peanuts, because it's not the peanuts. All right, how about a little help? That's right, there is a surprise. If Pastor Kevin could open the box. You know, when I was younger, I could rip this thing open in like 5 seconds. Maybe less. Yeah, look at this. Here, smell. Smell good? Do you like Cracker Jacks, first of all?
No.
No. Well, that shows a little bit of your motivation here. But anybody here like Cracker Jacks? You got a couple hands? Kevin, you like Cracker Jacks? Larry? A couple over here? Marge? Yeah, okay, good. We got a couple Cracker Jacks lovers. Well, you know how it works, right? You get a box of Cracker Jacks. This is the original. Beware of imitations. And that's right, there's a surprise inside. You want to pull the surprise out? Well, all right, well, tell us what it is. This is your, if this was your new year represented by a Cracker Jacks box, this is what you get. Oh, it's going to be good. I can just tell already. Worth watching that ball drop for. All right, what is this? Bring my glasses. It looks like it's a baseball tattoo. Hey, now,
sticker.
A sticker. It's a sticker? Is it like a sticker with a sticker? It is. Here, would you like to put that on? Yeah, there you go. Great. Now, were you expecting a sticker?
Yes.
No. No, you were not. Don't lie to Pastor Kevin. But as we look at our new year, when we think about what were we doing this time last year, just imagine that. We're a year younger. We were thinking about things up ahead. I think it was a lot milder weather this time last year. But who knew all the things that were going to happen after we celebrate the birth of Jesus again, right? This time, I want you to remember that your new year could be full of surprises and that God is with every single one because God wants you to keep opening your new year every single day. Wake up in the morning. This is for you. Would you like to share that with someone? Okay. Just remember that your new year is something for you to share with your great-grandmom, with your mom, with everybody. Everybody in your family, the people that you meet here at church, that this could be the year of a really cool surprise. But regardless of what happens, we've got to open the year, open the box in order to get to it. Let's pray and give God thanks for new opportunities ahead. Dear God, we thank you for opportunities to remember that things are new. Sometimes we like things to stay the same. But in this moment, as we celebrate a calendar change, we just recognize the opportunity that you could really be doing something different. And we welcome that. And we're glad, so glad, that you're in it with us to the end. In Jesus' name, amen.